Chapter 21 Jesus and John. Completion of their studies. When Jesus and John were 14 years old, I came across Sadie as he was writing a certificate for them. They must leave, and this is to say that I have taught them and to have examined them and found them to have sufficient knowledge in law to be considered first in law. Well enough to themselves teach. At this point I got out a tablet and a marker I had procured and asked him to write for me some of what he was putting on the certificate. I especially wanted him to write the names of his students. But he said, "The students will write their names in. It must be signed by them." He opened his eyes, took the marker and looked curiously at it. He took it with his right hand, although Katie is normally left-handed. It was obviously a strange object to study, and he felt the point trying to figure out which end to use. He then wrote something from right to left across the paper. But to me it looked like scribbling. I asked what it said. "S, it is just, basically, to anyone that it would be important to, that I have found that these students are first in law." It goes on and on, but that is part of it. "D, have they been good students?" "S, for the most part. There were some heated arguments at times. But for the most part they are very good children." "D, were these arguments between the boys or with you?" "S, a lot of this was between the two of them." "D, they didn't agree with the teachings?" "S, it was not that they did not agree with the teachings. Perhaps did not agree with each other's interpretations." He had difficulty with that word, "of teachings." "D, did you ever have any arguments with them?" "S, none that I recall." He smiled. "Ben Joseph, he never had to argue. He just looked at you. If he felt that you weren't understanding Jesus and John, completion of their studies perhaps, his point of view on a certain thing, and had gone over it several times, he would just look at you with those soulful eyes. And it was just like he was saying that, even though I know you do not understand, I forgive you anyway. And that would be the end of anything. Who would think of arguing then?" During all these years they were Sadie's only students. The classes are kept very small so that they will be sure to learn everything that has been taught. To have more would divide the attention too thinly. Sadie had not made as many trips to Nazareth because his work with them had taken precedence over everything else. He was not going to have any more students after they left. "D, I thought you had to teach all the time?" "S, no, there are times between students, yes. We are allowed time for further studies. Other things to do. It is my time to go out for a while. To see what is going on in the world. It is time for a break. I must go out and speak to others, so that they would know the great things that are happening. And give them hope and hopefully understanding of maybe their lives and the whys of things." "D, will you do this by going to people's homes or in a public place in the towns?" "S, sometimes both ways. We will become teachers to them. If there is only one, then you will teach the one. If there are many more who are willing to learn, then you will teach them. All that are you wing. Most of the teaching would be done by word of mouth, since, most of the people, they are unable to read any script or anything of this nature." This sounded very similar to what Jesus told his disciples to do in the New Testament. This idea could very likely have come from this practice of the Essenes. "D, are women also allowed to learn from you?" "S, of course. This is understood be women as well as men." "Why not?" "D, because I have heard that the Jews don't even allow the women in the synagogues." "S, they have a very narrow-minded look at existence." "D, do you see women ever go out to teach?" "S, usually they teach just in the school, unless it is perhaps to go to a community that they are as accepted in, as they would be here. Because it can be more dangerous for them to go out there than it would be for, say, myself." 218 Jesus and the Essenes. "D, do you expect to meet any opposition?" "S, yes. There are a people who never return. The Romans will not like what I have to say. The people in power do not always like prophets. They are not very popular. To give hope to the masses is to perhaps break their link at control. And they feel they are losing control of the matter, and this frightens them, and this is part of the problem." "D, where are you going to go whenever you leave?" "S, it has not been put to my knowledge yet. I asked for more information about Jesus, or Ben Joseph, a study called him. D. Does Ben Joseph have any brothers and sisters? S. He has let me think 6 brothers and I think 3 sisters. He is the eldest. D. Was he trained in any type of work besides his studies? S. He is carpenter, as his father. D. What type of carpentry is done in your community? S. There are house people who erect the houses. There are those who build their furniture inside. There are those who would help build the temples. There are different types. The thing that he does the most is, he would build their furniture and he makes some very beautiful things. Many woods are available here. Then there are those things that must be brought in. It depends on what you wish to use it for. There is wood for furniture. There would not be wood for, say, building a temple out of it would not be done. It would be done with bricks or marbles. D. What kind of personalities would you say that the boys have? S. They are 2 very different personalities. Ben Zacharias is very exuberant, he is very much alive. He is very joyful with life, and the celebration of life. Ben Joseph is. He gets as much enjoyments of life, but is perhaps in a quiet way. It's like comparing the tiger lily, which is wild and exotic and flashy, and comparing it to the lily, just the lily of the fields. They are very quiet and very small, but in their own way as beautiful as the tiger lily is in its exotic way. I think it was significant that Suddy used this comparison. Jesus has been called the lily of the valley many times. I assume this was the small lily of the fields that Suddy referred to. D. Does Ben Joseph seem to be of a sad nature? Jesus and John, completion of their studies. S. No, he is a life child. He delights in everything. It is as if he sees with eyes that are just newly awakened and see the glory in all. D. Do you know if he knows of his destiny? S. Sigh, he has knowledge. It is something that there is a very calm acceptance of. A deeper sigh, but it is. How can one explain it? He knows perhaps what shall be to be, but his attitude is oh for let's wait and see and just living each day as it comes, so far. D. Then it doesn't bother him if he knows what might happen in the future? S. I am not his conscience, I cannot say if truly it bothers him. This topic seemed to bother Suddy, so I decided to try to get some information about where the boys would be going when they left Qumran. S. I'm not sure. They go on their journeys. Their pathway has been determined by the teachers. The elders know. They have knowledge of this, but it is for their path. D. Well, are they going to a different country or will they stay in this area? S. It is very possible that they shall travel to others. D. Do you think their parents will go with them? S. It is possible that Ben Joseph's mother might, but it is very doubtful. Ben Zacharias' mother lives with us. But he will be traveling with his cousins. They will probably go again with Ben Joseph's mother's cousin. This was the same person that Jesus had traveled with in his first journeys as a small child. D. Will they be gone a long time? S. Who can say? It is for Yahweh to decide. D. Do you think you will ever see the boys again? S. Sadly, one I shall never see again. The other I shall see. Ben Zacharias, our paths shall not cross again. It has just made itself known to me. I feel a little sad. But he has his destiny and I have mine. Maybe my question triggered the premonition. I was always hopeful we could follow the story of Jesus further, and not lose sight of him when he left the school. It now appeared that it would be possible since Suddy instinctively knew he would see him again. Chapter 20 to Jesus travels, and Mary. The next time that I found Suddy having any association with Jesus, he was around 17 years old and was again being taught at Qumran. Ben Zacharias had not returned to the Qumran but was with his cousins. I am not sure what that meant. It could be that he was staying with Mary and Joseph in Nazareth, for the brothers and sisters of Jesus were also his cousins. I thought that when Jesus received his certificate and left he would no longer have to take lessons from the Essens. S. This is true, he does not have to. It is actually not so much teaching as it is discussing questions and talking about things. For several years he left and was on travels and has returned Idagan. He desires instruction in certain questions that he has brought to us. There are questions as far as some oft prophecies, as to what their meanings are. Also, some of the interpretations. There are many laws which are very open to interpretations, and we are looking at different viewpoints of these things. Like, taking it one way and then looking at it and deciding if it could also be taken some other way. And what the ramifications of doing this would be. D. This is good, you are teaching him to think for himself. S. And to question of things, yes. To never take something at face value. He said that in his travels he noticed that many of the teachers speak in ways that the people do not understand. He is concerned about this. He thinks there must be a way to speak to them so they will know of what you speak. By comparing the knowledge to things that they know and see about them in their day-to-day lives and in this way, perhaps they will understand the message. He watches nature and sees lessons in the simplest things, things that I could never see. I ask you for an example. There is a plant that grows and increases in a strange way. The way it grows, it will shoot up a single plant from the roots and other plants can come up from the Jesus travels, and Mary roots. And the branches that grow up will bend over and out, and when they contact their ground again, put down roots and start a new offspring plant. He said this was a good example of a man's cycle of lives. That the plant putting up new plants from the roots was like a man going through rebirths. And the branches tipping over and making new plants that way would be the man's family and his children descending that way while he comes back for new lives and starts new families. He uses circles in many of his examples of this. He used an other plant as an example, a plant that is composed of many layers, similar to an onion. He said this would show the different planes of existence. He pointed out that, at the very center of the plant layers are very thin and close together. iPhone could consider each layer as a different plane. One can see that at the center where it's the smallest and most limited, that is like their physical world. As one travels upward and outward in the planes, one's horizon of understanding would expand each time and you would see and understand more. Another example he came be from watching the water. He pointed out how a wave could come in from the sea and lap up on the shore, and pick up a bit of debris. And when this bit of debris is put back down, it's almost at the same place that it was before, but moved over slightly. And so the piece of debris will gradually travel down the shore, being picked up and placed back down by the waves. He said that this is like your cycle of lives. You go through fear cycle of life, starting at one point and then when you die, it's like being picked up by the wave and then redeposited in a life. Your spirit is redeposited and it's a little bit further along the way off where you're meaning to go. D. That would make sense. It would also show how slowly it happens. S. Yes, it is a very slow process. And one must have much patience and work on it diligently. It seemed as though Jesus was beginning to develop his concept of parables. I wonder if some of these were still too complicated for the average person of his day to understand. These are not mentioned in the Bible, most likely because of their reference to reincarnation, which the early church strongly objected to. The Jesus and the Essence parables that are included in the Bible show that he continued to simplify his teachings and often used things in nature as a reference. D. Does he tend to stick to the letter of the law or is he rather broad in his interpretation? S. He is broad in his interpretation in that he feels that love is the only law that one must abide by solely. And after that all the others pale into insignificance. We did not teach him this. He came by this conclusion through inner, what do I say, discussions with his soul, and deciding how he feels about certain things. Love cannot be taught. It is something that must just grow. And again, I'm not explaining myself very clearly. The only restrictions he spoke of were those concerning harming other human beings and other living beings. To not physically harm other living beings and to try and to not mentally harm them either. He knows the power that thought has. If you think something strong enough, the vibrations sent out will cause it to come to pass, and he is aware of this. It is important not to think evil in your heart. D. Why did he go on his travels? S. Why did he not go? He traveled all over most of the world as we know it. It is said that Joseph, of Arimathea, his uncle went with him. Before, When I asked Sadie who accompanied Jesus as a child, he said it was his cousin, Joseph, although he did not seem too sure of the relationship. This may not be a contradiction, but an honest mistake. Sadie might not have been too sure how Joseph was related, except that he knew he was a relative of Mary's. He referred to him as Jesus' uncle from this point in the story onward. D. Did his mother go with him? S. During part of the travels. But then she had to stay home with his sisters and brothers. His father stays and goes about his work. He is very much of this world, Joseph. He is a very good man, but he is very practical. D. That seems strange, to have such a difference between the mother and the father. S. Why is this strange? It gives a balanced look at things. You have one that is very much living in another dimension, and you have the one that lives in the here and now. It gives him a view of both sides. Jesus travels, and Mary D. Are any of Ben Joseph's brothers or sisters interested in the same things that he is? S. Perhaps not to their great extent that he is. They are, in the fact that they love their brother, and would be interested in the things that he is. But he has gone beyond them. Are not all brothers different from one another? In an earlier session Sadie had said that before the Messiah was born his mother was known to the Essens. I wondered how they knew whom she was going to be. S. She was chosen by the elders to be instructed and for destiny to be made known to her. It was known from her birth whom she would be. And her parents were of us. I had read in an Edgar Case book that Mary had been chosen from many other young girls. So I questioned with this in mind. D. Did they choose her from others? S. How can we choose the mother of the Messiah? It is not up to us. That is up to Yahweh. But he allowed us to know, so that we might instruct her and perhaps guide her upon the path. The elders knew but they did not choose. It is said that there are others whose chance could possibly have fit, but there was study and it was decided that. This was the only basic decision that I can think of was made. The chart was read and it was finally understood in what was meant. I am not explaining this very well. D. Oh, I think you are doing an excellent job of it. How is the chart made up? S. It is said that it has to do with the points at which the stars lie when you are born, and the path that they take while you live. But I do not create these, therefore I know very little about them. The master of this is Ben-Goliad Fanatic. I remember that we went to the classes they tried to teach me to follow the stars. I'm not very good at this, it is not my field of study. D. But this was how she was chosen, from her chart? He was becoming frustrated. We were having a communication problem here understanding exactly what he meant. S. You still do not understand. We did not choose her. We were allowed to have the knowledge in which to find out who she was, in order Jesus and the Essens that we might help her along this path. Very deliberately, as though talking to a child, the only thing as far as someone's decision, is about the interpretation of these charts. There were several girls who were born at approximately the same times that it was possible. And therefore the ultimate interpretation came about. This was when that it was discovered that she would be the mother of the Messiah. I thought I had better drop this topic, so I switched back to Ben Joseph. D. Do you know what he will do with his life? S. Sadly, yes. He is very special. D. Can you share it? S. It is not for me to share. It will be made known in time. D. Do you think he will travel again? S. I have no way of knowing. For here he is now, he lives with us. He said that his travels opened his eyes to many things that he was heretofore blind of. And in this that it did great good. D. Why did he travel to the other countries? S. To learn of the people. It was told that they traded, which they did. But they also did a lot of learning and speaking to people and finding out their views on things and life. D. Do you think he might have gone to the religious leaders of the countries? S. It is not for me to say, I have not questioned him. The next mention of Jesus was 5 years later when I spoke to Sadie as he journeyed to see his sister in Bethesda prior to her death, see chapter 12. D. Have you had any news lately of Ben Joseph? S. Not very recent, no. It is said that he travels. I do not know. If he returned, it was not for any length of time. D. What about Ben Zacharias? Have you heard any news of him? S. It is said that he has gone out into the world, and is gathering followers. D. And he is supposed to be the way shower or the preparer, am I correct? He frowned deeply. It seemed to bother him that I knew this. I did not speak of this to you. Jesus travels, and Mary D. Well, someone did. You don't think you told me about it? He quickly went on the defensive and answered coldly, I do not remember. D. Well, I know it is supposed to be a secret. But we aren't going to tell anyone. I suppose he is not ready yet to let the people know? S. No. He is gathering followers and knowledge and strength to prepare. The pool at Bethesda. Chapter 23. Jesus' ministry begins. I moved Sadi ahead again to another important day in his life. He had been staying for a while with his cousins in Nazareth. He had not been back to Qumran for many months. His voice seemed tired. I'm getting too old to travel everywhere. He and his cousins were at the synagogue in Nazareth. I received a pleasant surprise when I asked if he had heard any news of Ben Joseph. It is he who we are waiting to hear, Sadi announced. Jesus had been back from his travels for maybe 6 months, but Sadi had not yet heard where he had been. Since Sadi was just a member of the large congregation in the synagogue, he did not know if he would be able to speak with him or not. I asked him to describe what was happening. S. Hes just reading of the Torah, and speaking of the scriptures to looking for the right word. Define them in the terms which we can understand. He is reading about the promises that God made of the Savior. He is reading also of Ezra and the promises that were made that Israel would again become a great nation. D. Has he been doing this before? S. It is done. From the time that you have reached your bar mitzvah, you are allowed to speak in synagogue, Tariyat Torah. But this is unusual. In the synagogue there are a lot of times great arguments that go on. Tonight there is no arguing. The people, they are very quiet. He has a beautiful voice that is very easy to listen to. He is also trying to explain a difficult concept about the different universes, and how all our lives are interconnected. He is using the example of a tapestry to simplify what he is talking about. The tapestry, you look on the backside and it's woven like a cloth. You look on the front side and there's pictures and action going on. The backside where it's woven like a cloth is like the structure of the universes, and the front side where you can see a pattern to it, that is our lives imposed upon the universes. He is trying to have them understand. Jesus' ministry begins. 227. This, although some do and some do not. I was wondering when he started performing his miracles. I asked if the people had noticed anything unusual or different about this man. S. Most of them just know that he is very gentle and calm. That if they have needs or problems, that they can go to him and he'll listen. Sadi's voice was very quiet as he spoke of this scene. Ben Joseph-Seph was not aware that Sadi was there among the people. I could almost see the aging teacher at the back or the side of the dimly lit synagogue, quietly listening with the others. And out of all the people there, only he perhaps knew who this man was and what tremendous destiny lay before him as he began his ministry. Jesus' physical description was that of a man with grey eyes, light reddish-yellow hair and a short beard. He was slightly taller than the average man of the time, very slender, oh for fine mould. He was wearing a light blue robe and the prayer robe, which is a long cloth that the Jewish men wear even today while in synagogue. It is draped about their head and shoulders like a shawl. His eyes are very piercing. They stare out of his face like something alive. D. What do you think of him? S. There was pride and love in his voice. I'm very pleased. I think he is a good man. I think he will do well. D. Do you think he learned well the lessons you taught him? S. I taught him naught. It just opened his eyes to what was there. D. Do you think he has changed since the last time you saw him? S. He has grown more at peace. He is like a slow-moving river that is very deep. You do not know what runs underneath the surface. I thought perhaps now Sadi would tell me Ben Joseph's other name. If he'd gone out into the world, there would no longer be the need to protect him so closely. S. Yeshua, this is his name. I had him repeat it several times in order to get it correctly. It was phonetically Yesa, with a strong accent on the first syllable. D. 228 Jesus and the essence D. Will you be talking to Yeshua before he leaves tonight? S. Softly, I think not. I think just knowing would be enough. I just wish to hear him speak words. He has grown well, and I can feel, inside that perhaps I helped. After I had finished writing this book I came across a little-known book called The Archco Volume, by D.R.S. McIntosh and Twyman, which was originally published in 1887. These men had found written reports in the Vatican Library that were sent to Rome during the time of Christ. They had them translated from their original language. One of these contained a description of Jesus that amazingly matches everything that Suddy had said about him. While he is nothing but a man, there is something about him that distinguishes him from every other man. He is the picture of his mother, only he has not her smooth, round face. His hair is a little more golden than hers, though it is as much from sunburn as anything else. He is tall, and his shoulders are a little dropped. His visage is thin and of a swarthy complexion, though this is from exposure. His eyes are large and a soft blue, and rather dull and heavy. The lashes are long, and his eyebrows very large. His nose is that of a Jew. In fact, he reminds me of an old-fashioned Jew in every sense of the word. He is not a great talker, unless there is something brought up about heaven and divine things, when his tongue moves glibly and his eyes light up with a peculiar brill soft hyphen leonsi. Though there is this peculiarity about Jesus, he never argues a question, he never disputes. He will commence and state facts, and they are on such a solid basis that nobody will have the boldness to dispute with him. Though he has such mastership of judgment, he takes no pride in confuting his opponents, but always seems to be sorry for them. I have seen him attacked by the scribes and doctors of the law, and they seemed like little children learning their lessons under a master. When Jesus left the synagogue after the service, he was going to go to his parents' house. Since Suddy was not planning on speaking with him, we probably would not have been able to learn much more. So I decided to move Suddy ahead another 5 years to an important day in his life. He was in Nazareth and was speaking with a friend. S. He says that he has heard of Yeshua and that he is beginning to Jesus' ministry begins preached to the others, and that the word is being spread. It is said that already in the few months that he has spoken, that great crowds come to listen to what he has to say, in hopes that he will perform a miracle. It is known that the powers are very strong that flow through him. It is said that he has cured a leper who but touched his robe. He said that it is the man's faith that made him whole, and that how could such a one, having so great a faith, be but part of a man? Therefore he would be whole. It is also said that there were the people who could not see, who could see. There are many miracles that have been said to have happened. The only one that I am sure of is the leper. A friend of mine saw this happen. He said that believing that just to touch the cloak would to make him whole, that his faith had done so. D. Was it because his faith was so great in Yeshua? S. That his faith was so great in God. D. Is that how you explain what happened, or can you explain it? S. I know how it is done, but to explain it is something else. The giving of the energy to heal. To be accepted is part of it. It must be accepted, and it is also said to be. To have faith in this. So therefore, the man's faith made it possible for him to be whole. D. It happened because the man was willing to accept the energy. Then you don't think it was anything that Yeshua, himself, did? S. He was a channel. I cannot explain it any better. He would often go into meditation with a person to be healed, and while they're in a meditative state, he would transfer some of his energy to them. And sometimes people who were looking on could see the transferred energy. D. What did it look like when they saw it? S. It looked like a glow of light from, say, his hand to the affected part of the person's body, and their auras would start to glow brighter, to where people who ordinarily did not see the aura could see their auras. This would explain the halos shown around Jesus in old paintings. In the earliest ones, he is shown having a halo all over his body, and in later ones he is just shown with a halo around his head. This must have come from the stories of people seeing his aura brighten during these energy exchanges as he performed his miracles. Jesus and Essence S, this is why they would meditate first. The person would say they wanted to be healed, and they would get into a meditative state of mind so that they would be receptive to the energy. Because if they resisted, then it would not take place. I cannot explain it any better.